Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Hello, this is Pastor Vince, and I want to welcome you to the podcast. Today, we're going to be starting a new course, which is Foundations of Faith. These courses all were written by Harvest Time International Institute, and we distribute them and use them as our curriculum at Ames International School of Ministry. If you'd like to go ahead and sign up for free, you can have access and download these books that you can follow along with me. So today we're going to start with Chapter 1 of Foundations of Faith, and the objectives of this course are as follows. Upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to write the key verse from memory. You're going to be able to distinguish between right and wrong spiritual foundations. You're going to be able to explain the importance of building on the right spiritual foundation. You'll be able to acknowledge Jesus Christ as the true spiritual foundation. And you're going to be able to list three steps for building a proper spiritual foundation. Our key verse for this particular lesson is found in Hebrews 6:1-3. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and the faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptisms and the laying on of hands and of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permit. So as an introduction, the Bible compares the life of a believer to the construction of a building. In 1 Corinthians 3:9, it says, ye are God's building. So each believer is united in Christ with other Christians to form the church. The Bible also compares the church to a building. In Ephesians 2:22, it says, in whom Jesus ye also are builded together, the church united, for a habitation of God through the Spirit. So whenever men erect a building, they must always lay a proper foundation. And since this is a natural principle understood by all people, God uses it to teach a great spiritual truth. A believer must have a proper foundation in order to build a good spiritual house. The foundation must be laid according to the builder's plan. The Bible gives the plan of the master builder, who is Jesus Christ. So before we start anything, any kind of project in the natural, we need to build a foundation. And that's why we like this to be our first course within our program, is because we want to lay a strong foundation right from the beginning. And that foundation is going to be on Jesus Christ as the master builder of your life. And this chapter explains the importance of having a proper spiritual foundation. It also presents basic principles the Bible teaches about this foundation. So first off, we're going to talk about the purpose of building. The purpose of your spiritual building is to provide a habitation or a dwelling place for God. His Spirit will dwell in you only when your life is built on the right foundation. And Paul asks this question in 1 Corinthians 3:16. He says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth within you? And in 1 Corinthians 3:10, he says, because of this, you are cautioned to build your spiritual life properly. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. So the first step is the foundation, the spiritual foundation of which God's word speaks. And this foundation is, first off, based on God's word. 2 Timothy 2:19 says, God's word stands firm like a rock or a foundation, and nothing can shake it. It is a good foundation. 1 Timothy 6:19 says, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation. This foundation is based on righteousness. Proverbs 10:25 says the uncompromising righteous has an everlasting foundation. This foundation is eternal. 1 Timothy 6:19 in the Amplified Bible says, laying up for themselves the riches that endure forever, a good foundation for the future. And it rests on two basic principles found in 2 Timothy 2:19 in the Amplified Bible. It says, but the firm foundation laid by God stands sure and unshaken, bearing this seal and inscription, the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names himself by the name of the Lord give up all iniquity and stand aloof from it. So the two principles upon which the foundation are are founded are this. First off, redeem men. The Lord knows who those who are his. And secondly, living redeemed lives. Let everyone who names himself by the name of the Lord give up all iniquity and stand aloof from it or stand away from it. And also, this foundation is built upon the rock which is unmovable. Luke 6:48 says, he is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid a foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose and beat vehemently on the house, it could not shake it, for it was founded on a rock. So this foundation is solid. It's a rock foundation. And that rock is Jesus Christ himself. In Isaiah 44:8, in the Amplified Bible, says, there is no other rock. I know not any. That rock is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only foundation for spiritual life. In 1 Corinthians 3:11, it says, for other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So Jesus is the foundation, and God is the one who chose Jesus Christ as the foundation for spiritual life. In Isaiah 28:16, it says, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. So the foundation of spiritual life is not a man-made creed, a denomination, or religious ceremony. The foundation is Jesus Christ himself. Now, many professing believers try to build a great spiritual structures of Christianity in their lives. They become involved in the program of the church. They do, you know, many good works. The outward appearance of their spiritual building, you know, it seems to be good. But before long, their spiritual building begins to sink and to collapse. And unfortunately, they become discouraged and defeated. They fall into sin. And this is because they're trying to build on the wrong foundation. Now, just as a good foundation is necessary to properly support a building in the natural world, the right foundation, spiritual foundation, is necessary to support the building of your spiritual life. In 1 Corinthians 3:11, 13, it says, for other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. So all so-called Christian works will be tested by God. And the structure of your spiritual life will be examined to determine if it's built on the proper foundation. The only foundation of spiritual life which will stand is that which is built on Jesus Christ. So having a foundation is important. And the importance of the foundation is, according to the writer of Psalms, he realizes and he asks this question in Psalms 11:3, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? So in the natural world, the foundation of a building is not properly laid, and the whole structure can then collapse. The same is true in a spiritual world. A wrong foundation will result in a spiritual disaster. The Bible record of Haggai stresses the importance of proper spiritual foundations. Israel was experiencing poor harvests in the natural world, and Haggai told them to examine their ways. In Haggai 1, 6, 7, and 9, it says, ye have sown much to bring in a little. Consider your ways. You look for much, and lo, it came to little. So to correct the problem, Haggai told Israel they must rebuild both in the natural and in the spiritual world. So rebuilding in the natural world was necessary for Israel because they had delayed building the house of the Lord, and they had built their own homes and put their own concerns ahead of God's command to rebuild the temple. But more important was the spiritual foundation of their lives was also wrong. They had been offering sacrifices or, you know, doing good works with unholy hands. So at Haggai 2:14, in the Amplified Version, it says, so this people and so this nation before me, says the Lord, and so is every work of their hands, and what they offer there on the altar is unclean, because they who offer it are themselves unclean. So a right work offered by unholy hands is not acceptable. The spiritual foundation of lives was wrong, and that is why they were not blessed by God. In the natural world, Haggai told God's people that the foundation of the Lord's temple must be rebuilt. He said they must also rebuild their spiritual lives on a proper foundation. From the day that Israel started to build on the right foundation, lo and behold, God began to bless them. We find that in Haggai 2:18-19. But now note this, from today and from this day onward, I will bless you. Notice, I'm giving you this promise now before you have even begun to rebuild the temple structure, and before you have harvested your grain, and before the grapes and figs and pomegranates and olives have produced their next crops. From this day, I will bless you. So from the day you start to build a proper spiritual foundation, God will bless you in every area of your life. So as far as the doctrine of Jesus, Jesus stressed the need for building on a good spiritual foundation. He illustrated this by the truth of a parable of two men who built their houses. The Bible has two records of this parable. One is Matthew 7:24-29, and the other is Luke 6:47-49. And they were reproduced in your manual to show you a comparison of the two. So I'm going to read first the incident in the book of Luke. In Luke it says, "Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you whom he is like. He's like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood rose and the stream beat vehemently against the house, and could not shake it, for the house was built, founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doth not is like a man that is without a foundation, built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of the house was great." And in Matthew, it says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and it beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded on a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto the foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass that when Jesus ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine." So there are several important principles in these passages. First off is doctrine. The first principle is that the building of a proper spiritual foundation is part of this doctrine or teachings of Jesus. The passage records that the people were astonished at his doctrine. Part of that doctrine was the story he told about building on a good foundation. Paul also refers to building a foundation as part of the doctrine of Christ. He says in Hebrews 6:1, "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, not laying again the foundation." Paul then continues to list the content of the doctrine of Jesus, and as far as the right foundation goes. The steps for building a good spiritual foundation are given in Luke 6:47. And basically there, "Whosoever cometh to me," number one, "heareth my sayings," two, "and doeth them." So it's come, hear, and do. So you come forth, you come to Jesus, you hear what he says, and then you do it. So all three steps are required. It's not enough just to come to Jesus. You must also listen to what he has said. But coming and listening are not enough. You must also take personal action. A person can come to Jesus, hear what he has to say, but not respond. Luke 6:46 says, "Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" So you can know the word and still not act upon it. Jesus is not truly Lord of your life until you respond to his teachings. A good foundation is built on the word of God. The man who came to Jesus heard his word and then acted on it and was called wise. This man made sure that the foundation of his life was firm. He digged deep, removing everything between him and the rock, who is Jesus Christ. So God's word is the plan which shows how to build your spiritual life. The Bible must be accepted as the absolute authority in the plan for your spiritual foundation because, according to 2 Peter 1:21, the prophecy came not in the old time, but by the by the will of man, but by holy men of God who spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So the scriptures are inspired. And the purpose of God's revelation is given in 2 Timothy 3:16, which says this: all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for the doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for the instruction in righteousness. So the Bible contains instructions in the basic doctrines of Jesus. It also provides reproof, correction, for failing to follow these teachings. Now, we can actually build on a wrong foundation, which we saw from that scripture. The man who built on a wrong foundation heard the word of God, but did not take personal action on what he heard. He is called a foolish man as compared to a man who built without a foundation. Luke 6:49. This house was built on the sand instead of the rock. Matthew 7:27. So you build on the sand spiritually when you base your life on traditions or religious beliefs of men. It is thinking you can make yourself spiritual by good works, church attendance, or religious ceremonies. That's building upon the sand. And if you do, this is the storms of life. Jesus' story of the two builders reveals another great truth. It is the nature of life to be stormy. We're all going to have storms, different things that come in our life. Circumstances of life result in many personal crises. You must face death, disease, disaster. Even believers will face problems. And Acts 14:22 warns that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. And Jesus said in John 16:33, "In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." So no one escapes storms. Stormy circumstances of life are experienced by all people everywhere. Storms are the same, but what differs is how people respond to them. If your spiritual life does not have the right foundation, you will fall. Just as the house built on the sand will be great. If your life is built on the right foundation of Jesus Christ and his word or doctrine, the storms cannot shake you. In Hebrews 12, 26-27 says, "Yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also the heaven." And this word, "yet once more," signifies the removing of these things that are shaken as of things that are made, and those things which cannot be shaken may remain. When the shaking experience comes, that which cannot be shaken will remain. Those who have built a right foundation are going to be able to stand against these storms that come against us. Now, the foundation is a prerequisite. A good foundation is a prerequisite for constructing a sound building in the natural world. The word prerequisite means that it's required before. A proper foundation is required before constructing the superstructure. The superstructure is that which is built on the foundation. So a proper spiritual foundation is a prerequisite to spiritual maturity. In Hebrews 6, 1-3, it says we are told that we cannot go on to perfection unless the spiritual foundation is properly laid. Spiritual maturity is the superstructure or the building that rests on the spiritual foundation. If the foundation is wrong, then the superstructure will not stand and you will never achieve spiritual maturity. The following lessons that we're going to be going through in the following lessons we'll be going through with these podcasts, we're going to be explaining other parts of the spiritual foundation. But as this parable of the two houses indicates, it's not enough to be informed of these basic doctrines. You must make personal response to God's word, and you need to integrate these truths into the spiritual foundation of your life. If you do not respond to God's word, you're like the man described by the Apostle James, which is found in James 1, 22-25. James says this: "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and he goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth that manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds." So remember that from the moment you decide to start building on your spiritual life on the proper foundation, God will bless you. Now, these are the basic principles you will study in the following lessons. We're going to be dealing with repentance from dead works, faith towards God, baptisms, laying out of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. So the next lesson will be on repentance from dead works. And go ahead and do your chapter self-tests and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.